Simon & Schuster Audio presents Properties of Thirst, a novel by Marianne Wiggins, read by Stephen Graybill and Gabra Zachman.
For Laura, you are my yesterday, today, tomorrow, my compass, my horizon, the shoreline of my odyssey. And for Katie, the spark of my inspiration, the galaxy of my dreams, the streambed of this voyage, both embodiments of love. Author's note. This is a work of fiction. I'm rendering my sense of this historical time the way I remember it, and the language then was more incendiary than the language we use today. Today, the language herein may be viewed as insensitive, but it is historically accurate. Marianne Wiggins. The first property of thirst is an element of surprise. You can't save what you don't love. He knew that. Christ, he'd learned that from the cradle, in his father's house, at the knee of someone whose fierce love of money poured like baptizing water over every aspect of their lives. If you want to keep a thing alive, like this business, son, you need to will it. No one ever made his fortune from the milk of human kindness. Thirst. You have to want it, have to have the perseverance, self-reliance, stamina. All that. His father's frothings at the mouth. Man stood 60 inches on his toes, could knock a person backwards with his pixie apoplexies, carnal heat for making money. Knock a person down, his son, especially. Hadn't called him Punch for nothing. Christ, he'd jump up on a table, full regalia, lifty shoes, the twill, the vest, the fob, the starch, the silk, the onyx links, and he would start to punch a person. Punch a person with his finger. Punch a person in the chest. Digit homing heartward like a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?